Well, good morning and welcome to Worship Online for this Sunday, December 11th, the third Sunday of Advent as we celebrate joy. In light and darkness, there is joy, and we anticipate the coming of our Lord and Savior. We are glad that you are with us for worship this morning. As a Christian organization committed to the Ministry of Reconciliation, we acknowledge the harms committed to the Indigenous people of this land by those of us who have settled here. We also acknowledge that the Treaty 7 region of Southern Alberta, on which we stand, is the ancestral traditional land of the Indigenous people, and we are grateful for their stewardship of the land and their hospitality, which allows us to live, work, and serve God, the Creator, here together. We also reaffirm our pledge to stand for justice and our commitment that our church is a place where all people, regardless of race, culture, sexuality, or faith, are welcome. Together we hope that all can find the true love of God and authentic community. Our call to worship. Keep watch, look up, for soon the heavenly host will appear and proclaim the good news of Jesus' birth. We watch for the light and listen for the voice of God's messengers today and every day. Do not be afraid. God's messengers proclaim good news of great joy for all people. We gather like shepherds and sheep in a field waiting for the good news of great joy. In the darkest of nights and the brightest of days, we watch and we wait. Good news is on the way. Come, let us worship. Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us in light and darkness, you meet us wherever we gather, whether shepherding in fields, protesting in streets, connecting online, or meeting in buildings, your Spirit finds us, enlivens us, and sustains us. We invite you to bring joy into our places of sadness, fear, anger, and hopelessness, wherever there is suffering among us. On this day of joy and gladness, call our attention to the good news of great joy available to all, and make us collaborators and co-messengers of that joy as we minister to one another in worship. Amen. So we come to light our candle this morning, our candle on our Advent wreath. In our most desperate times, by day or by night, the hope of Christ may be found. We watch and we wait to witness the hope of heaven making a place here on earth. We light the candle of hope because hope has come to us. When we are overwhelmed with conflict within or without, the peace of Christ may be found. We welcome the peace of Christ present among us and available to all. And we light the candle of peace because peace has come to us. Whether we find ourselves in the dark, cozy realm of night or the blazing brightness of day, God's good message of joy has come to us to cheer our hearts. And so today we light the candle of joy, celebrating the good news of a baby to be born in Bethlehem. Together, welcome joy of Christ, even in times of grief and sorrow. You never forsake us or leave us alone. Fill our hearts with joy today. Let us pray. God with us in light and darkness, we worship you with joyful praise because your story is still unfolding. The same good news that inspired shepherds to run to Bethlehem continues to animate your people today. We have not seen the end of your glory, and we have not stretched the limits of your mercy. We rejoice in anticipation, believing your work is not done in us, through us, or around us. And so we join with the angels singing in praise and gratitude. Glory to God in the highest heavens, on the peace on earth, peace among those whom God favors. Amen. Our Old Testament scripture today comes from the book of Isaiah. We've been reading a lot in Isaiah, and I love it. Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 to 10. And I'm reading from the new Revised Standard Version, updated edition, that I've really come to appreciate. Let us read Isaiah chapter 35, starting at verse 1. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and shouting. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be opened. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I want to thank many of you for your donations to our Christmas offering specials this year. On top of your regular tithes and offerings, we are working with Canadian Baptist Ministries to help provide hope for refugees around the world, and you can find more information about that and how to donate on the link that Anna has provided for us at the bottom of this video at this point. We are also joining with the Salvation Army, who have a new women's shelter, and we are giving gifts of care, cups of care, to them. We invite you to tangibly give, if you can, a travel mug, an insulated mug filled with all kinds of goodies, maybe gift cards up to about $10, or mitts, or hot chocolate, or anything that you think that the women might appreciate. And those can be dropped off at the church anytime and placed by our giving tree. So let us thank God then for our offering. God with us in light and darkness, we bring the fruit of your abundance back to our community with a spirit of gratitude and joy. We give cheerfully and boldly, trusting this faith community will take these gifts to build and grow works of love and justice on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Let us continue in prayer together, shall we? God with us in light and darkness, you created a world with abundant sources of joy, but we have not always received your good gifts. We have turned to cheap thrills which fade away quickly. We have used our planet's resources for brief ease and entertainment, even when the damage is lasting. We've spent money on pleasures that rob the dignity and livelihood of laborers. We've chosen the latest technology or opportunity over the most profound justice. We have judged the joy of others. Forgive us, God, for these and all our sins. Help us to find joy and sustainability. Help us to begin again. Thank you that you call us to not be afraid, for you bring us good news of great joy. Our sins are forgiven and removed as far as the east is from the west. And every morning is a new opportunity for us to discover joy in your good world. We receive the joy of your pardon today. God with us in light and darkness, you are with us in both our joys and our sorrows, our grief and our gladness. In your community, there is a time for everything. Together with the host of heaven, we acknowledge the joys in our community, and we celebrate the many good things that you are doing in our midst. The incarnate Christ knows our suffering and pain and concern, and is in the midst of it with us. And so we pray for all of those today who are suffering from illness or mental health issues, from loss of job and security, for those that are suffering in the midst of war and civil unrest, discrimination, violence, and the list goes on. Thank you, God, that you are in the midst of all of that with us. Thank you for mourning with us in times of trial and rejoicing with us in times of celebration. God with us in light and darkness, bring us your message of joy today. We're not afraid to hear your good news. We listen with open hearts to discover the message that you have for us through the proclamation of your word. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among those whom God's favor rests. Amen. Our New Testament scripture today is one that is quite familiar to some of us at Christmas time, but I always thrill to hear Mary's song, the Magnificat, found in Luke 1, starting at verse 47. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Each week during Advent, we have appreciated the liturgy that we have been able to use through Illustrated Ministry. And in each week, there's been an affirmation that we have repeated together, responsively, an affirmation of hope, an affirmation of peace, and today an affirmation of joy. Let us say it together. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us proclaim the joy of our faith. Since the beginning, joy has been part of our story. God saw everything that God had made, and indeed, it was very good. The seeds of joy were sown in the promise made to Hannah, who praised God, saying, "My heart exalts in the Lord, my strength is exalted in my God." David rejoiced when the Ark of the Covenant returned to Israel. He danced with all his might, with shouts and the sound of the ram's horn. When Esther delivered her people from the hands of evil Haman, their sorrow turned into rejoicing and their mourning into feasting. Even in lamentation, the people of God find joy. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. And joy has made incarnate in the person of Jesus, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. So, we are in the third Sunday of Advent. Time, it seems to be flying by. And whether we're ready or not, Christ is coming. So we do need to prepare ourselves for the coming of our Messiah. In our call to worship today, we repeated the phrase, "Do not be afraid." God's messengers proclaim good news of great joy for all people. We gather like shepherds and sheep in a field, waiting for the good news of great joy. But do we? Did you come here this morning, gathering together, awaiting the good news, anticipating hearing it with great joy? I think that often we forget to prepare ourselves for worship adequately. We are busy. We are frazzled. We are just trying to get to church. It's hard some days, isn't it? And if you are like me, you are focused on all kinds of rather less important things, and we forget that we come to worship together in anticipation of hearing God speak to us. And even then, He often speaks to us anyway. I'm so glad that He knows me and us well enough to know that even in the midst of my Martha-like busyness, I do want to hear Him speak to me. And I do want to worship Him. What about you? I think we all want to hear God speak to us, and we really do want to worship Him. Our call to worship continued, "In the darkest of nights and the brightest of days, we watch and we wait." But again, do we? Are we watching? If so, what are we watching for? Are we waiting? For what? Do we see what God is doing in our midst and all around us? And when we see it, are we filled with joy? I love the fact that despite our weaknesses, God continues to work through us and in us. It is exciting, isn't it? Close your eyes for just a moment. Imagine if you were blind and all of a sudden you could see. Imagine if you were deaf and all of a sudden you could hear. Imagine if you were crippled and all of a sudden you could walk, or mute and all of a sudden you could sing. What are you feeling? Joy? Great joy? That's what that passage in Isaiah that we just read is talking about. Imagine that kind of joy. That is a small taste of the kind of joy we find in Christ. And then imagine, well, actually you don't have to imagine, it lasts forever. As I've been working on our message for this week, that old camp song, "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return," keeps ringing in my mind. "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come a singing unto Zion, an everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away." And it continues. That song isn't a Christmas song, is it? But it speaks to the kind of joy we're talking about today. And it's actually our memory verse for this week. And I have always found it a lot easier to memorize scriptures when I can sing them, when they're set to music. But it's true, isn't it? "Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come a singing to Zion, and everlasting joy will be upon our heads." And if that doesn't fill you with joy, I don't know what will. In our candle lighting this morning, we heard the words, "Whether we find ourselves in the dark, cozy realm of nighttime or the blazing brightness of day, God's good message of joy has come to us to cheer our hearts. Welcome, joy of Christ. Even in times of grief and sorrow, you never forsake us or leave us alone. Fill our hearts with joy today." And again, I repeat, do we mean that when we ask that, when we say that? I sure hope so, because we need joy. Especially in the darkest hours of our lives, we need that joy. The kind of joy that, like peace, only comes from that intimate relationship we have, or can have, with our triune God, Emmanuel, God with us. We also pray together. We invite you, God, to bring joy into our places of sadness, fear, anger, and hopelessness, wherever there is suffering among us. Again, do we really mean that? I mean, it is what we all want, isn't it? Joy, great joy, everlasting joy. But I think we often fail to ask God for these gifts, for hope, for peace, for joy. We really want them, we desire them, but we forget to ask for them sometimes. Since the beginning of creation, joy has been a part of our story, collectively, as human beings, part of our story, because it's part of God's story. Oh, there have been many, many times of struggle and trials, but every time God brings us back to hope and peace and joy. Look at the list that we just recited in the affirmation of joy that we said together. It's not an exhausted list by any means. There are certainly many more examples of joy in our scriptures, but God saw everything that God has made, and indeed it was very good. That's how it started. God delights in our presence, and he wants us to delight and have joy in his presence too. And the seeds of joy were found, sown in the promise made to Hannah when she praised God, saying, "My heart exults in the Lord. My strength is exalted in my God." She was struggling. She couldn't have a child, and she was being ridiculed. But yet her heart exulted, took great joy in her Lord. David rejoiced when the Ark of the Covenant returned to Israel, and he danced with all his might, with shouts and the sound of the ram's horn. We continued when Esther delivered her people from the hands of evil Haman. Their sorrow turned into rejoicing, and their mourning into feasting. Even in times of sorrow and lamentation, the people of God find joy, because the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, and his mercies never come to an end. And joy was made incarnate in the person of Jesus, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and he has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. What amazing passage that is in Hebrews 12. Joy, a part of the fabric of life from the beginning, and always, eternally, everlasting joy. However, I think that just like hope and peace, we often miss it, just as the Jewish nation did. Our messy world is full of pain and chaos, and we definitely miss it. God is calling us as his people, not only to catch joy, but to know joy, and then also to show joy. He asks us to be instruments of his hope, his peace, his joy, particularly during the season of Advent. Just like with peace, we may not always feel happy, because happiness is not the same as joy. God's joy can be found in the dark places, even when we don't feel it. We can sense it, and with the help of our Holy Spirit, we can draw on it anytime, anywhere. Peter did, Mary did, and Jesus certainly did. Even in the midst of all that he suffered for us, he found joy in knowing that because of his sacrifice, we would and could live forgiven and eternally with him. Back in our opening prayer again, we prayed, "On this day of joy and gladness, call our attention to the good news of great joy available to all, and make us collaborators and co-messengers of that joy as we minister to one another in worship." And we continued in our candle-lighting liturgy, "God with us in light and darkness, we worship you with joyful praise, because your story is still unfolding. The same good news that inspired shepherds to run to Bethlehem continues to animate your people today. We have not seen the end of your glory, and we have not stretched the limits of your mercy. We rejoice in anticipation, believing your work is not done in us, through us, or around us. Do we really mean that? How many times have I asked this morning? As we pray these words, do they resonate within us? Once again, God is reminding us it is not just enough to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Messiah, nor is it enough to come and worship him. Our response to worship should always be to share it with our family, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, the world. And that's the crux of all of this. We are being called to be collaborators, hard word for me sometimes, messengers of joy. We minister to one another in worship together. It's one of the reasons why worshiping together in church is so important if we can do it. And we worship God with joyful praise no matter where we are. I love that phrase, we rejoice in anticipation, believing your work is not done in us, through us, or around us. Because it's so true. God continues to be at work in us. And God continues to be at work through us and around us. We are so blessed, aren't we? We are privileged to be a part of God's kingdom here on earth. And I really pray that the hope and peace and joy we find from his blessings brims over through us to all that we meet. Kind of like Mary's did in that passage that we read. She who was blessed to be Jesus' mother was so filled with joy, and it overflowed into that great prayer that we read. My soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed. And she goes on and on, knowing how important that is. God is good. God is always with us. May we overflow the same way Mary did. May we shine God's joy into our light and dark places. May we carry that joy into the places of sadness, and fear, and anger, and hopelessness, wherever there is suffering. Oh God, fill us with joy today so that we may show all we meet, and they may crave that joy too. May we, the community of God, here on the corner of Altador, continue to intentionally let God build us and grow works of love and justice through us. May we continue to be his servants and his hands and his feet as we move out into our neighborhoods and into a world that is just craving all that is represented in God. Craving to know him personally and have that vibrant relationship with him. May his kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come, O come, Emmanuel, God with us. Let us pray. Fill us with your joy today, so much that it overflows to all that we meet, and help us to be your collaborators, your messengers, sharing your hope, your peace, your joy, and most importantly, you, to this messy, needy, hungry world. Work in us, through us, and around us. in your most precious name. We pray all of this. Amen. Do not be afraid of the light or darkness. Go into the world and bring light to the lost and darkness to the weary. May you find hope in the sunrise and comfort in the sunset. May you be beacons of light and shelters of warmth for the travelers surrounding you. May you remember the peace of Christ lives in you. Amen.